HarperCollins presents Dumb Money, the GameStop short squeeze and the ragtag group of amateur traders that brought Wall Street to its knees. By Ben Mesrick. Read by Faja Al-Casey.
For Asher and Arya, who basically lived at GameStop on Boylston until the pandemic hit, and for Bugsy, who was always right there beside them. Author's note. The Antisocial Network is a dramatic narrative account of one of the most unique moments in Wall Street history, based on dozens of interviews, hours of testimony, first-person sources, and thousands of pages of documents, including records from a number of court proceedings. Though there are different and often contentious opinions about some of the events in the story, to the best of my ability, I recreated the scenes in the book based on the information I uncovered. Some dialogue has been recreated. In some instances, certain descriptions and character names have been altered at the request of my sources to protect privacy. Although over the years, I have spent many hours browsing the aisles of my local GameStop. I was, after all, a video game junkie during my 20s, came of age in the era of Pac-Man and Donkey Kong, and have an 11-year-old who can name every character in Fortnite and Roblox. I can honestly say that I never expected to write a book that revolved around the company, or, at least, company stock. Like many people around the world, trapped at home during the height of the pandemic, I watched the market turmoil that came to a head the week of January 25, 2021, with a mixture of amazement and amusement. There was no question that something dramatic was happening. A David versus Goliath story involving a ragtag group of amateur investors, gamers, and internet trolls taking on one of the biggest hedge funds on Wall Street. But it wasn't until I delved deeper into the story that I began to think that it was also something significant that we were all seeing from our quarantine couches and our masked-up, socially distanced perches was the first shot in a revolution, one that threatens to upend the financial establishment as we know it. The deeper I looked, the more I believed the battle that drove the price of a single share of GameStop to a pre-market high of $500 on January 28th had origins that dated back to Occupy Wall Street and beyond, when an anger toward big banks and the havoc wreaked in the last economic meltdown bubbled up into largely impotent protests and sit-ins. At the same time, the rise of GME could also be seen as the culmination of a populist movement that began with the intersection of social media and the growth of simplified, democratizing financial portals, tech that weakened the old-world pillars propping up the financial establishment, represented by the biggest upstart in the business, Robinhood, and its millions of mostly millennial devotees. What seems certain to me is that this first revolutionary shot, fired directly at Wall Street, if not from Main Street, from the basement of an amateur trader a few blocks away, is only the beginning. Those old-world pillars, protecting the suits and ties from the rabble outside, no longer seem so firm. A sea change has begun. Right alongside the crypto revolution, with very similar philosophical implications. It's impossible to know where this change will lead, how Wall Street will respond, whether what has now been unleashed by social media can even be contained. But historically, revolutions fed by anger tend to go in the same direction. At some point, once the pillars start to shake, the walls inevitably fall. Part 1. There's deep value, then there's deep fucking value. Keith Gill. Chapter 1. January 26th, 2021. 4:08 in the afternoon. A glass-walled office on the 22nd floor of a skyscraper on Madison Avenue. Desolate, vacant, the lights dimmed, the empty trading desks lined up and lifeless, like high-tech terracotta soldiers, chairs pushed in, and Bloomberg terminals dark. A place that 1 year earlier would have been brimming with activity, the pulsing, beating heart at the center of one of the most powerful and successful hedge funds in the world. Now, quiet, along with all the other offices and all the other skyscrapers in the pincushion that was New York. 1,200 miles away, tethered to that slumbering core by a somehow still functioning circulatory system of cell towers, satellites, and fiber optic cables, Gabe Plotkin's world was
Sample complete. Ready to continue?